This is Jay Sekulow. Egypt reaches out to Iran. What does that mean for the Middle East?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
Is there any doubt in your mind that when they say that, that Israel should be wiped out, that they mean it?
I don't have the luxury not to believe it. It was a mistake that we made in our history where we thought, yeah, they only say they don't mean it. How can they really do this thing like this? Can they really eliminate the people? Can they destroy people? Can they build extermination camps? Well, we don't take things easily anymore.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. We've got a breaking news development. We got a tip-off yesterday from our offices in Jerusalem that, in fact, a new outreach between Egypt and Iran was being formed. Well, it has been announced. It looks like that Egypt is actually going to be sending an ambassador to Iran, and Iran is going to be sending an ambassador to Egypt. And the foreign minister of Egypt, now understand, there was conflict between Egypt and radical Islamists under Mubarak. And there was a working relationship between Israel and Egypt when it related to Gaza, which is controlled by Hamas. Now the foreign minister, it's being reported this morning, we got word on this yesterday, from Egypt may actually go to meet in Gaza with Hamas and representatives from Iran. Folks, this is a huge development. Exactly what we told you was going to happen with the Obama administration's response in Egypt is exactly what's happening. The Muslim Brotherhood is the group gaining charge here. We were on domestic issues the last couple of days on the broadcast on Friday and Monday. Today we're going to this. This is breaking. Our phone lines are open for you. What does Iran mean in Egypt, and what does it mean for Israel? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. The question of the day is the Obama administration's plans in the Middle East unfolding into an increase in Iranian control. Again, if you want to talk to us about this, 1-800-684-3110. Israel abandoned, Iran influence increasing. Jordan, what's the latest? You've talked to Mitt Romney about this yesterday.
That's right. In fact, we'll play a little bit of that. So Mitt Romney was on the Jordan Sekulow show yesterday. Let's play it real quick when we asked him about Iran.
We look at Iran and see the mullahs and the President Ahmadinejad, who rules that country, and see this nation as a nation which is not seeking to find common interests with us, but is instead seeking to become the regional superpower, to dominate their neighbors, and to oppress people.
That was from Jordan's broadcast yesterday with an interview with Mitt Romney on the Jordan Sekulow show, which is on Sirius XM and also WAVA, and of course streamed at ACLJ.org. Folks, this is a brand new development. This is a major development. What happens if Iran is put in a situation, and this is what the concern is here, where they have direct influence in Egypt and with Hamas, which they already do, in Gaza? And what does this mean for Israel? And why are we surprised that the Muslim Brotherhood is now in authority? Again, our phone lines are open for you and for this conversation at 1-800-684-3110. The new Egyptian foreign minister, Nabil Arabi, says, after meeting with Iranian officials, Egypt has, quote, opened a new page with Iran. Western diplomats know for sometimes that the Egyptian government has significant security concerns, or did have, with Iran. Why would they now be going in partnership with them? This is very, very, very important news and a big concern. What does it mean for Israel in all this too, folks? I mean, that's what you have to look at. When I saw the reports coming in last night and this morning as we were monitoring the situation with our office in Jerusalem, realized this was last night was the first night of Passover. And to our Jewish listeners that are out there, happy Passover, happy Pesach. But I will tell you this. I don't think it's a surprise that all of this is developing on a Jewish holiday. Why? Remember the Yom Kippur War. That's the way it works in the Middle East. That's how they deal with this. And Iran's increasing influence here is going to be dramatic. We'll be taking more of your calls again at 1-800-684-3110 when we come back from the break. But, folks, we've got – I'm offering it again. We've sent out, I think, 100,000 copies of The Export, Radical Islam's Map to the End of Democracy, with a focus on Iran, by the way, and our Sharia Law booklet. All available for you, absolutely free. Call now, 877-989-2255. We'll send you The Export right away, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The new government in Egypt is moving in a disturbing and dangerous direction. There are reports that Egypt is now aligning itself with Iran, a move that spells trouble for the West and especially for Israel. There's growing concern that an Egyptian alliance with Iran will empower terrorist groups like Hamas and Hezbollah. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're mobilizing our international legal teams, standing up for Israel, backing our key ally in the Middle East. This latest development underscores the global reach of the ACLJ at work protecting freedom here and abroad. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ than right now. Declare your membership today, and we'll send you two valuable resources free, our gift to you. You'll receive The Export, a powerful DVD examining the crisis in the Middle East. We'll also send you our new booklet detailing the dangers of Sharia law. Call now and become a member of the ACLJ. 1-877-989-2255 or sign up online, aclj.org. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
And Egypt are now in cahoots. That's because the mother and Muslim Brotherhood's now in control, it looks like, or about to be. That shouldn't be a surprise, which means the Obama administration's attempt to resolve the Middle East democracy movement proved to be nothing but a front for radical Islamists. That's being reported, by the way, in a number of sources. We got word of this last night from our offices out of Jerusalem. Folks, again, as we're going to take more of your calls at 800-684-3110, but let me encourage you to go to your phones right now. I put together two packages that we want you to have. Everybody that's listening needs this. We've got a brand new DVD that is out now. It's called The Export. John Ashcroft is in it. Dory Gold. John Bolton, a number of other leading experts from around the world on the Iranian threat. What does it mean when you export the Iranian Islamic revolution to other parts of the world? We also have a booklet on Sharia law, radical Islam's threat to the U.S. Constitution. It actually has a chart inside that shows what Sharia law does and allows and what the actual Constitution of the United States says. And you'll see tremendous conflict between the two documents. So any of these people telling you that they're compliant with each other are wrong. I want to send you The Export and the Sharia law booklet is our gift to you, absolutely free. Here is the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. But there's not a household in America that should not have this incredible DVD, full-length documentary feature film by ACLJ Films. Again, 877-989-2255 for The Export and the booklet on Sharia law that goes with it. Folks, this situation in Iran with Egypt now in cooperation, very, very dangerous, something we're concerned about. And obviously you are too, because, Jordan, we're getting a lot of phone calls.
Absolutely right. You got the foreign minister from Egypt saying, quote, "We've opened a new page with Iran." This is, of course, the brand new foreign minister. The Mubarak family, including Hosni Mubarak, are now been imprisoned. And the leading presidential candidate in Egypt, who will have presidential elections in the fall. The reason he has come to prominence, he is the former chair of the Arab League, which is based in Cairo. Amir Moussa said the reason why he's come to prominence in Egypt, this is troubling stuff, folks, is because he has become very anti-Israel in his rhetoric. So the former Secretary General of the Arab League, likely he's leading the polls in the presidential primaries in Egypt to replace the interim government led by the military. The reason he's come to prominence is because he is anti-Israel, wants to establish a new relationship with Hamas in the Gaza Strip, and of course, rekindle the relationship with Iran. Let's get right to the phones. A lot of calls coming in. Greg calling from Kentucky on line 3. Greg, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hey, guys. I love your show.
Thanks.
What is the matter with this country? I mean, I can't get it. I don't understand what's going on. I mean, we were publicly.
Well, it's failed policies. That's what's going on here. I mean, this is failed policies. It's ignoring, not understanding the signs of the times when you're dealing with a situation, as you are in the Middle East, where you put in play, may well be, Jordan, we've talked about this, a legitimate democracy movement, but it immediately gets hijacked by Islamists, who then cut a deal with Hamas, or, in this case, Iran. Why do they do that? Because who do you think's funding all of this? Saudi Arabia, yeah. Iran, Hamas operatives, and that ends up, so the students may be out there in legitimate protest, but the end result is our policies are naive, and we don't understand what they're doing. It's exporting a revolution.
Gary said, we failed in Egypt. The United States has failed in Egypt. We failed because we allowed, in the name of democracy, put that in quotes, these elections to be scheduled, which empowered the only real political movement left in Egypt was the Muslim Brotherhood. The young people were against the constitutional amendments that passed just after the revolution about a month ago. The young people were against it. The Christian community was against it. But, of course, the Muslim Brotherhood was putting out pamphlets around the majority Muslim population saying it's your religious duty to vote for these amendments. So they used democracy to seize power. But I'll tell you, folks, once they seize it, there's no more free elections left. There's no more protesting in the streets. This will go from one authoritarian, more secular regime to an authoritarian Islamic regime. That's much worse for the United States, maybe worse for the Egyptian people, and certainly worse for the state of Israel.
Yeah, I don't think there's really any doubt about that. And take it a step further here. When you talk about now anti-Israel rhetoric starting to come, what it means for the region. Let's take a listen. This is from our documentary, by the way. This is a really good aspect of it. This is from John Bolton, former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, who's in our documentary, The Export, soundbite number two.
Right now, Iran is the world's central banker to international terrorism. It funds Hamas, Hezbollah, terrorists in Afghanistan and Iraq and around the world. If you add to existing Iranian activities the capability to deliver nuclear weapons anywhere in the world, you make Iran a world power and a world threat. That's why it is legitimate for the United States, Israel, or others to take action now in self-defense to prevent Iran from continuing to violate its own treaty obligations and obtain nuclear weapons.
I tell you, those are strong words from Ambassador Bolton, but this gives you a sense, folks, what's in this movie. This is not a situation, by the way, in this documentary, The Export, that you're going to get this information anyplace else. We've got incredible resources. Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, John Ashcroft, John Bolton, Dory Gold, former ambassador from Israel, a number of military experts from around the world. I want every household in America to have this. We think it's critical. We've distributed about 100,000 copies so far. We've also got a booklet that goes with this, a complete resource package for you on Sharia law, radical Islam's threat to the U.S. Constitution. And again, because of the generosity of our members from around the world, we're able to give this to you. That's why we can distribute 100,000 copies of this, because we had 8,000 members of the ACLJ help fund this. So it's called The Export. You just call our toll-free number. I'm sending it out to you right away. It's done. It'll be put in the mail to you immediately. You need to show this to your church. We can get you extra copies. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. It's called The Export, 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. But, folks, get educated on this issue. You heard what John Bolton said. Iran is the central banker to international terrorism, and now they're in partnerships with Egypt. Egypt was against what was going on in Iran. That has all now changed. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Get The Export.
Let's go back to the phones. AJ is calling from New York City on line two. AJ, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, AJ.
Hi, I'd like to know what is America doing, the president, and is it true what the news sources are saying this morning that Israel was conducting some strikes, actually hitting a jeep or van belonging to terrorists?
Now, let me tell you what's happening. Israel is on a high alert, as they are during this time of year. Anyways, Passover has been a time for attacks. That's why this announcement with Egypt and Iran comes out on the very day, first day of the Seder, of the Passover, that's just started. That's exactly how they operate in these things. And Israel's on a high alert. There has been, as you know, missiles and rockets coming in from Gaza in. But the problem is Egypt, Jordan, and you know this, we've been there. We've been to the border of Gaza, folks. We have an office that operates in the Middle East. Jordan and I have been there. The fact is, if Egypt is no longer working with Israel on security, that area of Gaza becomes a lightning. It's an Iran West. That's exactly what it becomes. It's moving Iran West. It gives them another outpost that operates freely in Jordan. That would be disastrous.
That's right, because of the agreement with the Suez Canal, and we've already seen the Iranian warships move there for the first time since the Islamic Revolution in Iran in 1979. Egypt allowed those warships to go through. Well, what can they do? We already know that Iran backs Hamas, but it's more difficult for them to get weapons to Hamas. They've got to go through Lebanon and Hezbollah. They've got to try to go down the coast. So if they can now go right through the Suez Canal and they've got a partner to work with in Egypt, which makes it much more difficult for Israel. I mean, think about this, folks. If Israel has to intercept an Iranian ship, what does that mean? It means world war. I mean, at least the Middle East is engaged in a war. We've already got 100,000 troops in Iraq and the borders Iran. So you've got this situation brewing. And the Egyptians, who say they want to build peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians, and they want to now be another power player with Iran, we need to remember now, Egypt is no longer going to be a great ally of the United States. Egypt is no longer going to be a great ally of Israel if they remain on this course. And some of this blame has to fall at the feet of our own administration and our State Department for not preparing Egypt, for not preparing the people and saying, we want you to take time on the road to democracy. Don't rush it, because everyone was predicting this will end up in the hands of the Muslim Brotherhood. And what happened? They had quick constitutional amendments. Now the next parliament, which will come later this summer, will write a new constitution. That parliament will be dominated by the Muslim Brotherhood. Then the presidential elections follow. The leading candidate is becoming popular. He's the former head of the Arab League, only because of his anti-Israel rhetoric. So the writing has been on the wall about Egypt. Our policies have failed, but that doesn't mean we have to stop talking about it and throw our hands up in the air, because we've got allies and our own troops right there.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting here. In the article in the Wall Street Journal this morning, it says that U.S., Israel, and Saudi Arabia are now worried because these overtures between Egypt and Iran could upset the Middle East's fragile balance of power. Well, no kidding. We knew that when all this was going on. And the idea now that the administration, they're just shocked and stunned that this has happened. This is exactly what we said was going to happen. It was like calling for elections in Gaza. Who are they going to elect? Hamas. That's the way it works. Folks, we're going to break. More of your phone calls when we come back. But go to your phones right now. You want to know what's going on? Get educated. Get informed. It's called The Export. And also this booklet on Sharia law. You got to have it. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255 for The Export or ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com. The new government in Egypt is moving in a disturbing and dangerous direction. There are reports that Egypt is now aligning itself with Iran, a move that spells trouble for the West and especially for Israel. There's growing concern that an Egyptian alliance with Iran will empower terrorist groups like Hamas and Hezbollah. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're mobilizing our international legal teams, standing up for Israel, backing our key ally in the Middle East. This latest development underscores the global reach of the ACLJ at work protecting
freedom here and abroad.
There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ than right now. Declare your membership today, and we'll send you two valuable resources free, our gift to you. You'll receive The Export, a powerful DVD examining the crisis in the Middle East. We'll also send you our new booklet detailing the dangers of Sharia law. Call now and become a member of the ACLJ. 1-877-989-2255 or sign up online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. If you're just joining us, troubling development, Egypt and Iran in the crosshairs, because Egypt is now going to establish relationships with Iran and vice versa, which means, as Jordan just mentioned, the Suez Canal is in jeopardy, but so is stability in the region. The U.S. administration very troubled by this. I don't know why they're surprised, though, because this is the reality of what's happened. But the end result of all of this is, and I think we have to be very clear on this, is we've got a fight for freedom in the Middle East that is of huge proportions. We put together, again, two resources for you called The Export. That's our DVD full-length feature film. It's got Oliver North, John Ashcroft, John Bolton, and a number of others on it, and people from around the world. A booklet on Sharia law, radical Islam's threat to the Constitution, where you actually have a chart in there which shows you the difference between Sharia law and this is important, and the U.S. Constitution. I want you to have both of these. Here's the number for it. It's 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Let me play this about a minute and a half. This is some of the interview on the portion of that documentary dealing with Iran. That's how on top of the situation we are at the ACLJ. Again, if you want to get the full documentary DVD, we want to send it to you as our gift, as well as the Sharia law booklet, 877-989-2255. Take a listen.
First, very basic and fundamental question. Is there a war going on with Iran right now?
This is the longest ongoing war in the Middle East. It has been taking place since Ayatollah Khomeini took over the Islamic Republic of Iran in the 1st of February 1979. It has been going on every day until this minute. Under the public's radar, nobody knows the full details of that. But from almost day one, the Islamic Republic of Iran tried to obtain nuclear weapon and try to export the revolution to proxy jihadist movement in the Middle East, trying to imitate the geniusy in the revolution of Khomeini to other places. And at the same time, the secret services of the United States and Israel declared war on Iran, and this is the clandestine war between these two forces.
Iran was a free country. One has to remember, under the Shah, very advanced, very Western, very scientifically very impressive. It was taken over by this regime of fundamentalism, and really black night came over Iran. So definitely America stands and works for the values that Iran is against. But there's a special role for Israel here. Iran uses rhetoric that we haven't heard for decades. Eliminating Israel. Israel should not exist, has no right to exist. Israel, I quote, is a cancerous tumor that should be removed from the Middle East. It's said again and again. So when you see a country that says you are not legitimate, you will not exist in the end of the game here, and we go nuclear and involved in terror like no other country, to put it in an understatement, is a cause for concern.
And now you've got the breaking development with the situation with Egypt and Iran coming into diplomatic relations. That's going to be very, very dangerous for Israel. But folks, I want you to understand something, especially for our members at the American Center for Law and Justice. Understand, we're involved in this. We've got resources already available. We've got lawyers that work on these situations with the international tribunals. Jordan and I appeared at the International Criminal Court defending Israel's right to defend itself during Operation Cast Lead with a team of lawyers from the ACLJ. We've also got our media team on top of the situation. I mean, where are you hearing information like this? By the way, that was the vice premier of Israel you just heard from and one of the leading journalists in Israel on the situation with Iran. We've got this great DVD. Everybody needs it. It's called The Export, and we also have a booklet that goes with it on Sharia law, radical Islam's threat to the U.S. Constitution. Again, that number is 877-989-2255. We want you educated and informed. That's why we're going to send you these resources out right away. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Jordan, let's go right back to the phone. But people, folks, go to your phones. Get these resources. We want you to be educated on what is a very troubling development.
Ken's calling from California on line 4. Ken, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Ken.
Thanks for having me.
Sure.
My question is, you know, we have this president that's a Muslim. He's allowing a mosque to be built at Ground Zero and then all over the United States. Is this not another foothold for power?
Well, no, look, here's the thing. The president says he's not a Muslim. I'm not getting into that. He says he's a Christian. I'm not getting into that. I'm going to look at the policies, not rhetoric about whether he is or isn't. We're challenging the mosque at Ground Zero on legal grounds. It's a policy decision here. And the policy decision, Jordan, was the mistake. That is, and you're the director of our policy. We said the approach that was going on in Egypt, while the protests were legitimate initially, we saw quickly what was happening. You don't even hear about Libya anymore. Realize that, folks? Gaddafi is still in power. None of this approach that the president is utilizing is working. That's the real problem here.
$600 billion so far, the United States alone, in the ongoing conflict now in Libya. One of the founders of a global security consultancy, George Friedman, he said in CAS-led, which is the 2008 Gaza war, the Egyptian government was able to deflect calls to stop its blockade of Gaza and break relations with Israel. So they didn't have to break their relationship with Israel. In 2011, it might not be as easy for them to resist in the event of another war. Egypt is key for Hamas, linked to anti-Israel, pro-Hamas Cairo. The Gaza Strip returns to its old status as a bayonet pointed at Tel Aviv. These are the kind of statements coming from security experts around the world in international security that will be game changers in the Middle East for decades to come. This will be, if this new Egyptian government becomes a friend of Iran, it will be another Islamic revolution in the Muslim world, as one country is on the way to nuclear weapons and then allied with another country who, for the past 30 years, have been on very bad terms.
Yeah, and it does change the entire dynamic of what's going on here, and that's the real problem. Back to the phones we go. Who's next, Jordan?
Let's go to Sue, calling from Georgia on line 6. Sue, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Sue.
I was hoping you guys could do something to Ty Barama. Obama's hands behind his back, so he'd leave Israel and Palestine alone, leave Jerusalem to Jerusalem. The Jews.
Well, I mean, here's the problem. I listen, we are working diligently. Our Office of Governmental Affairs has been on the situation, Sue. I think the administration's adopted a very anti-Israel approach. The pressure that the administration puts on Israel is ridiculous, and what they let the Palestinian Authority get away with is absurd, and anybody that knows the region knows that the Palestinian Authority wants to have an ongoing relationship with Israel behind the scenes. You want to know why? Because if they did not, Hamas would be controlling that area as well as they already control Gaza. So Ahmadinejad, through Hamas, that's Iran through Hamas, would take over the West Bank as well. And Mahmoud Abbas knows that. Abu Mazen, who is the prime minister of the Palestinian Authority, he understands that quite well. This is a political shell game. And we're letting Israel be caught in the middle of this. And that's what's completely unacceptable here. So that's why you got to fight back and get educated. And, folks, getting educated, by the way, is the way to go. Talking about getting educated, Jordan's program, the Jordan Sekulow Show, XM and Sirius will be on right after this program, as well as WAVA and, of course, streaming at ACLJ.org. We encourage you to go and listen to Jordan's new program. But, folks, we need you to go to the phones right now. Jordan, who's your guest, by the way, today? Who do you have?
Yep, we've got Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. She is the top fundraiser in the list of potential 2012 presidential candidates in the Republican Party, and, of course, someone who is well-known across conservative circles. She'll be joining us to talk more about Michelle Bachmann before being a congresswoman. You're going to find out details I don't think you've heard anywhere else.
All right, so you want to stay tuned for the Jordan Sekulow Show coming up on SiriusXM right after this, as well as WABA up there in Washington, D.C. Folks, you go to your phones right now. Let's send a message to the administration by getting you educated. It's called The Export. I want Radical Islam's Map to the End of Democracy, and we've got a Sharia law booklet that goes with it, Radical Islam's Threat to the U.S. Constitution. This is the educational tools I want in your hands so you know exactly how to stand up and fight back. Go to your phones right now. I'm sending it to you free. 877-989-2255 to get the booklet as well as the DVD, The Export. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Call right now, 877-989-2255. Let's stand up for Israel, ACLJ.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.